In Ohio, Republicans had figured first-term Democratic left-leaning Senator Sherrod Brown would be easy pickings after the GOP swept statewide races in 2010 and put John Kasich in the governor's office. But the latest Quinnipiac poll shows Brown leading the Republican nominee, State Treasurer Josh Mandel, by 10 points. Karen Kessler is a bureau chief for the State House News at Ohio Public Radio in Columbus. Karen, we started the program today with criticism of that Quinnipiac poll, that it's too weighted toward the Democrats. Your thoughts?
Well, that's what I keep hearing from Republicans as well, including our Republican governor, John Kasich. They've been saying that it overestimates the Democratic turnout in Ohio. But I have to tell you, the Democrats in Ohio are pretty energized. We had a collective bargaining reform law that was defeated overwhelmingly by unions and Democrats last year. And Democrats are really hoping to build on that as they go into this fall's elections.
Well, the race is getting nasty. In the ad war that's going on, Josh Mandel has received six pants on fire ratings, including two for this ad. We'll hear a little.
Brown bailed out Wall Street, gave huge bonuses to executives, sent billions of our tax dollars to foreign countries, and cast the deciding vote on the government takeover of health care.
So two pants on fire, we understand, for saying that Sherrod Brown sent billions overseas and gave huge bonuses to executives. What does Josh Mandel say about the fact-checking?
I just asked Josh Mantel about that ad again this week. He stands by that claim that Sherrod Brown sent billions of dollars to foreign countries. And he says PolitiFact has botched a lot of its ratings. And yet he also touts PolitiFact as saying that Sherrod Brown was among the senators that got the lie of the year in 2011, that Republicans voted to end Medicare when they passed the Republican Ryan budget. So Josh Mandel definitely has a concern about PolitiFact when it is against him, but then will cite it when it goes in favor of what he's saying.
Well, he cites it when PolitiFact rates Sherrod Brown's ad false, including this one attacking Josh Mandel.
Josh Mandel, he's become the candidate of the big lie. Now Josh is lying about his own record. The rating of Ohio's investment fund has not improved.
So, Karen, your thoughts?
Well, PolitiFact said that that's incorrect because Sherrod Brown said the rating has improved. It hasn't actually improved, but it stayed steady, and that's what Josh Mandel has been saying. But you can see through these ads and hear through these ads that it really has gotten very nasty. There's a lot of money in this race, not only through the candidates, but also the outside spending. Sherrod Brown claims that he is the most targeted candidate in the nation for the U.S. Senate for the outside spending that's come in. He claims $19 million in outside spending, and there's no sign of it letting up, that's for sure.
Well, there's more to attack with him because he has been in the Senate. Josh Mandel, 34 years old, an Iraq War veteran, he does look and sound very young. Is that going to help or hurt him in the first debate, which is coming up on October 15th?
Well, he has certainly embraced his age. He actually gets to turn 35 here in very shortly, and the Ohio Democratic Party is planning on presenting him with a new pair of pants for his 35th birthday. But he has really embraced that youth because he looks young. When you look at his ads, he looks very young, and so he's decided to embrace that. But the debate that's coming up on October 15th before the City Club of Cleveland, I get the honor of moderating that debate, and I will be very interested to see how a seasoned veteran goes up against this young, new, so-called rising star in the Republican Party.
Well, we do understand that the Democrats want to help him, I'm making air quotes, by giving him a new pair of pants.
Exactly, yes. That's his birthday gift from the Ohio Democratic Party, which has been having a lot of fun with this whole campaign.
And, well, because of the pants on fire, we should say.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, yes. But the idea that these two candidates are so very different. Sherrod Brown has almost 40 years of experience in state and federal office, so he's very seasoned. Josh Mandel, this is his first term as state treasurer. He's relatively new, but he's very coached and has a lot of people behind him, so it's going to be really interesting to see these two guys go at it.
We just have a couple seconds, but didn't we hear the governor this week talk about how great the economy is in Ohio? And it is. The unemployment's low. Some are crediting that with President Obama's bailing out of the auto industry. So, Karen, this is definitely going to be a state where there might be some trickle down on the ballot, just briefly.
Yeah, both sides are going to try to take credit for Ohio's economic situation.
Yeah. Karen Kessler, a bureau chief for the State House News at Ohio Public Radio. She'll be moderating that debate, that Senate debate on October 15th. We'll be looking for that. Karen, thanks so much.
Great to be with you. Thanks.
Take about a 30-second break. Be right back here and now.